Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's ZZ Top bringing us back. Billy, Frank, and Dusty. One of their great songs is called Rough Boy. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Eva Rosenberg. She is the tax mama. She is the small business taxes made easy author. And she's the purveyor of taxmama.com. I encourage you to check that website out. I promise you, you will thank me later. Go to taxmama.com. Eva, thanks again for being with us. Thanks for more than 15 great years. One of the things that I've done on this show for a long time now is encourage small business owners to look outside, not just outside their four walls, not just outside their marketplace, but outside this country, to think about doing business overseas, because it's easier now than ever before. We should be expanding our horizons, looking for growth opportunities elsewhere. But when you do that, that creates tax issues. It creates tax events, doesn't it?
It does, and sometimes you don't even realize that, and that you're responsible for any kind of reporting or anything on those issues. And this has become a very big and expensive issue with the IRS. What we're facing here is companies or individuals with overseas bank accounts. And more of people, you know, who are doing production overseas or other things like that might have opened bank accounts overseas to accommodate these issues and haven't really thought in terms of they have money, of having money overseas. They weren't trying to evade or anything.
Well, for example, if you decide to open up you decide to do business in Guatemala or Italy or wherever, mm-hmm. and you have an agent there, helping you out, you've got some representative there, you're going to need to do some business in that country monetarily, aren't you?
You are.
You're going to open up a bank account. So that means that there's going to be money in that account moving back and forth. What does that do to your tax situation?
Well, if the bank account ever hits $10,000 at any point during the year, even for a minute, you need to file what's called an FBAR form. It's a U.S. Treasury form. It doesn't go to the IRS. It goes directly to the U.S. Treasury, and it needs to be sent in by June 30th.
Is this part of the drug thing?
Not necessarily.
That $10,000 sounded like the thing about you can't go withdraw $10,000 in cash or deposit $10,000 in cash.
No, this is just. A tax evasion thing, actually.
They just like that number 10,000, right? That's all
they like, that number 10,000. And but the minute it hits that, there's a $10,000. Well, there's a $10,000 penalty for not filing the form. There's no charge for filing the form, and there's no foul.
That's a better deal, isn't it? filing the form is a better deal, folks. Go ahead, Eva.
Yeah, but there are so many penalties involved with not doing this, and most people don't realize that it affects them. Mm-hmm. And even if they have control over account, for instance, they're managing, they're a signatory on their parents' account who might be getting old. They would be responsible for filing this form because they have control on that.
And the form just tells the Treasury Department that you've reached this critical mass in activity over there.
That you have this amount of money in the account. That's all it does, is say that I have money in that account.
It doesn't subject you to a tax necessarily or anything like that.
Nope, not a thing. But
the government being nosy is basically what it amounts to.
Well, the government being nosy, but there's also a lot of money being stashed overseas to avoid taxation.
Right.
And so it does help them. The people who aren't trying to evade will file this.
Right.
Those who aren't will get hit by by audits when the banks in those countries open up their books to the IRS, and they are opening them. I mean, they even got Switzerland, can you believe
it? Yeah, oh yeah.
To open their records.
Mm-hmm.
Who would have ever thought that would happen?
Yeah. So, folks, so, I still my advice still stands. You need to if it's at all possible, you should figure out a way to grow your business outside the four walls of our country. But you can't be naive and uninformed about how you got to keep up with the records. So take care of that.
You need to be working with a tax professional. If you're working overseas, if you're operating overseas, you must have a tax professional in your corner.
That understands how that works. Hey, Eva, thanks for being here. Good job, as always. TaxMama.com is the website. You don't want to miss knowing about that website. You'll thank me later. Eva, thanks for being here. Come back soon.
And have a less taxing day.
There you go. Eva Rosenberg, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.